Hello and welcome from Sandra L. Gelinas in Western North Carolina. Thank you for your interest in my latest post inspired by the Akashic Records. You may have already guessed from the title that once again, the Garden of Secrets is where the action is going to take place. If you're listening, you're ready to begin, so let's get started. How Fear and Fury Find Peace in the Garden of Secrets. "That's it," she exclaims angrily. "I've had it with reading this stuff," and slams the book down on her desk. While she's been making some headway in activating her heart's desire, it's obvious some internal barrier or restriction hinders her progress. Eager to accelerate the pace of her transformation, she takes a deep breath and turns once again to her Akashic Records for help. Calming herself through ritual and ceremony, she sets up her sacred space and accesses her records, then asks, "Now that I know my heart's desire, what's holding me back from accomplishing it? Why is it so hard to make the required shifts? What emotions or beliefs are getting in my way? And how can we clear these obstacles right now so I can proceed with grace and ease?" Her records soothe her with their unconditional love and say, "We're delighted you've come to us for guidance and support with this challenge, dear one. It's time to communicate with your shadow self, to find enough love so you can speak up and be heard. Are you willing to delve into the heart of the issue and welcome the major changes required?" "Oh, yes," she exclaims. "I'm so frustrated and tired of struggling. Please help me clear whatever is holding me back. I'm ready to get to the bottom of this so I can move forward with my life." Her records gently guide her into awareness of the many emotions and beliefs entangled with achieving her heart's desire. Soon she clearly hears, "When you're most afraid, remember that Archangel Raphael is waiting for you to call on him for assistance." And suddenly, she is running somewhere, anywhere, longing to escape the fear she can no longer avoid. Darkness surrounds her. She recognizes this place. She's been lost here in her fears many times before. Her heart pounds and her feet feel too heavy to run any further. She gasps for breath. Oh, so many fears. They crowd around her, pressing on her. She's not smart enough, good enough, or strong enough to achieve her heart's desire. No matter how much she learns, it will never be enough. Fear of failure, with even more fear of success. Fear of writing, speaking, living her truth. Fear of loss of control. Fear of love. Her fears continue to gather and seem endless. No wonder she's felt so stuck. And why is it so dark here in her fears? What else is here that she can't recognize? As she's about to give in to overwhelm, the darkness lightens just slightly, and she glimpses the old wooden door to her Garden of Secrets. She finds a last burst of energy to reach this refuge. Then yet another fear pops up. Without the peace of mind to open the door, how will she get inside? Remembering with a sob of relief what her record said, she cries out with total trust, "Archangel Raphael, help me now." The door to the garden opens silently, offering sanctuary. She dashes up the stone steps, throws herself inside, and heaves the heavy door shut behind her. Frantically, she looks around, hoping to see Archangel Raphael nearby. Before she can even catch her breath, she hears a loud roar from the other side of the door, which immediately grows hot. "Oh no," she groans. "How much worse can this get? What's out there?" The first time she saw the door, she had wondered how some of the exterior had become black and flaky. Now she knows something huge and dangerous is back, trying to torch the door again. Suddenly she hears her record speak quietly in her heart. "What is outside this door is simply a part of you, as wonderful and amazing as every other part of you. In order to create your heart's desire, we invite you to put your fears aside and face this part of yourself, however it appears to you. Remember, you're in your records, so everything is symbolic. You are safe. We are here with you." In her heart, she recognizes the truth of their guidance. Before she can slip back into fear, she takes a calming breath and places her hand on her chest. Quietly, from her heart center, she states, "Love is my empowerment. Self-acceptance is the key." She opens the door, and her mouth drops open in surprise. Glaring back at her is a fearsome black dragon who is obviously getting ready to send another blast of flame at the door. Recognizing this symbol as part of herself, she opens her heart and holds her hands out to her sides with palms facing the dragon. She shuts her eyes, embraces her inner peace, and projects unconditional love as powerfully as she can. The dragon closes its mouth with a loud snap and looks down at her in confusion. Quietly, she speaks to the dragon from her heart. "You are my fury, my anger about how afraid I've been about so many things in this lifetime and others. We've played this game together many times. Now it's time for me to stop being fear and to acknowledge you as the part of me that I've been too afraid to accept. Welcome, Fury. Let's be friends now, so we can help each other move beyond fear and rage. Would you like to come into my garden of secrets? I believe an angel is here waiting for us." Smoke drifts out of the dragon's nostrils as it ponders her proposition. She opens the doorway wider, confident of its answer. As they go walking down the garden pathway, gently holding hand and claw, she chats away, the dragon nodding and chuckling. They pause beside a bush of cascading yellow roses, symbols of healing and creativity. Inhaling rose fragrance, they silently call out to Archangel Raphael, who immediately appears. With their longing for transformation shining from their eyes, they let him know they're ready for their healing to become one and ask for his help. Raphael is delighted to be of service. After all, it's clear the two of them had already done the hardest part by facing fear and fury with love, discovering peace together. Self-acceptance is truly the key for lasting transformation. be continued. While the records acknowledge that exploring the records is not exactly like this allegorical story, they are offering an invitation to explore your own story, symbols, and archetypes that hold you back from your heart's desire. If you'd like Akashic assistance with Sandra as your facilitator, click at the bottom of the article to set up a private session or to learn to access and explore your own records. And if you'd like to post a comment, just scroll down below that. I'd love to hear your thoughts about how fear and fury can merge to create peace. Till next time, radiance and love, Sandra.